Remember the World Series last year and the remarkable performance of a young pitcher from the Los Angeles Dodgers? Oral Hershiser turned in a superstar performance in the last game of the series to beat the Oakland A's. And Johnny Carson interviewed him the next night on nationwide television and asked him how he could keep his cool under such immense pressure. Hershiser said he sang a hymn to himself right there on the pitcher's mound. The Denver Post told it like this, in a soft-toned tenor. Only after urging from Carson and the audience, Hershiser warbled, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." A bit speechless, Carson finally said, "That's very sweet." But the audience responded with sustained applause. Now, friend, that's a humble man, declaring his dependence on God in front of his whole country. In contrast, I've talked to many self-sufficient men who tell me their lives are successful but not significant. They're what you call successful failures. They have it all, a big bank account, a big home, a big car, a big wardrobe, but inside they're bankrupt. They've never learned that they are totally dependent on God. Notice James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. And I'm told by Bible scholars that the phrase lift you up means make your lives significant. Now that puts humility in a different category, doesn't it? Not just a nice little attitude. It's the road to a significant life. Think for a minute about some great Christians whose lives have had an impact. Men like George Mueller or Hudson Taylor or Mother Teresa. And how about the young athlete Eric Liddell of Chariots of Fire fame? God honored these people because they openly depended on him. Friend, are you humbly depending on God each day? How about in the home or office where maybe no one appreciates what you do day in or day out? Maybe you don't get the recognition in your own church or community work that you really deserve. Humility says, God, whatever you give me, large or small, I'll do it. Try it today. You may not win the World Series, but God will open your heart to a new meaning in your everyday life. He will do it for anyone who is willing to walk humbly with him. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.